Yay! Okay, I think we are back on now. We are live. Let me know in the comments if you can see this because we're having a little bit of a technical, some tech stuff going on. Let me just see if I can, see myself on my Facebook and YouTube page. Okay. All right. Yay. Okay. Wonderful. So we are live, my beauties. We are live. It is a beautiful sunny day in New York City. I am Abiola Abrams, and this is the kickoff for the Priestesshood, the much anticipated program that I have been given to gift to you. And I am so excited about this sacred conversation, and I'm so excited that you are here. I'm feeling all of my spring, summer, goddess, feminine energy. Like right now, I'm just feeling in the divine. Like I'm just feeling it. And so I'm so excited that this is the time. The time is right and the time is ripe. Many of you did an investment back in autumn, in the fall, for this program. And then, as spirit often does, because the divine feminine is a sacred spiral, but we'll be talking about that. So as the spiral, as the magic spiral goes, this program ended up with prerequisites and ended up being pushed and ended up being now. What time is it? The time is now. So I am so excited to see all of you. I see some of my Manifest Your Magic goddesses. I see other goddesses who were patiently waiting and some not so patiently waiting. And either way, it is all in alignment and it is all good. Yay, Yoga Bliss Dance is here. Yoga Bliss Dance is here. Yoga Bliss Dance is here. So this session, the purpose of this session is for me to share with you about what this program is. And then this Friday, we're going to have an orientation. And this program, first things first, timing. Let's just talk logistics. I'm not a logistics goddess, but logistics are necessary to make things happen in the earth plane. So logistics, this program will take place. I hope I can share. I didn't even check to see if I can share the screen here so that I could be able to share the info page and go over it with you guys. You goddesses, but if not, it's okay. I will just share it and then just give you the link. But this program will take place on Fridays, okay? Fridays, the Divine Feminine Friday, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So write that down, put that somewhere. I think that, you know, it is going to be really good for all of us who are in this hemisphere doing this work. And I think that doing this work in the warm weather, because there are a lot of things that we're going to be doing outside. I probably will be doing most sessions outside. We're going to get our hands in the earth. We're going to get our hands and our energy in the earth and answer this beautiful sacred calling for us to all come together. Okay. All right, so I'm going to pull some cards for us in a second, but I wanted to talk first about what being an uninitiated priestess means. If you were called to even just this conversation, like even if you just happened upon this on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram, TikTok, wherever, and you'd never seen me before, you're like, who is this chick? I don't know what this is. You may be an uninitiated priestess, and I'll talk a little bit about what that means. And in fact, I see many people here in the crowd who are initiated and uninitiated priestesses. So you may be an uninitiated priestess, meaning that your spirit and energy are that of a priestess, meaning that you are someone who is called to make change here on this earth. You are someone who is called to wield big power to make big shift happen. And it, you just may not have been initiated in a sacred practice. And so that is what the definition of an uninitiated priestess is. I've had several different initiations. Two of them that I will talk about here publicly. The rest I will discuss in the program. One was in Cuba in 2004. I went to Cuba. Maybe I'll talk more details about that in the program. But I will say this. The interesting thing about that process, which was foundational and fundamental to me and my shift and my transition of how I show up in the world, is that because at that time Cuba was closed off to my country, I'm an American, and I was supposed to be able to come back home and have sacred community. And because of the nature of Cuba being closed off and me not being able to communicate with my godparents who initiated me, and because of also language challenges and barriers, there was the lack of community. Community is an important factor when it comes to us who are doing this sacred work of wanting to make shift, wanting to make change in the world, wanting to help others, wanting to be a vessel of God. I mean, there's no other, that may sound like an overwhelming, scary, crazy way to put it, but that's what priestesses were initially thought of as, you know, the wife of God, or, you know, a vessel of God. And so a big part of why women are feared on this planet, and you know, people right now as we speak are in rooms trying to figure out ways to regulate our bodies, regulate our minds, regulate how we show up, regulate, you know, every single aspect of us, is because of the wonder and the splendor and, you know, the mysteries about our body that cannot be replicated. You know, they can make a mechanical uterus, but they cannot create a human woman's uterus. And I'm talking about divine feminine energy for all of us who spell our name woman across the board, whatever you were assigned at birth. But the energy of the divine feminine to mother, to pass on power, to create life. And again, this is whether or not you choose to do these things or are able to do these things in your lifetime or whatever your body is. This is your soul energy and your soul calling. Someone type into the comments, soul calling. And that is who I am talking to today. Those of you who have a soul calling to awaken your gifts, to stop feeling like you are making it up, to have a practice and a community and a sisterhood around it, and to be able to tune into all of those divine feminine gifts, the gifts of manifestation and creation, the gifts of mediumship, the gifts of using your intuition, yes, soul calling, the gifts of being able to have influence and the power to be able to transform and heal, the gift of being a sacred vessel for the things that are coming through you. All of you, whether or not you define yourself as creative, I would venture a guess that you are, I consider you all to be artists and artisans, creative human beings. Like, that is a part of the magic of being a priestess. It really is. So you're thinking, well, I'm not creative. You know, I don't do creative things. Like, I'm sure that if we spent a 10-second conversation, I would find right away what your art is. Life is your art. Type into the comments, life is my art. Your art is life. Your art is life. And so the ability to be able to wield and mold this beautiful, sacred life that you've been given, the beauty of that cannot be underestimated. It cannot be underestimated. And it is so exciting that we're going to get to do this together. So exciting. So I'm going to go through, well, let me pull the cards, like I said I would. And then I'm going to go through for you what this journey is going to be. It is a 90-day cycle. I'll go through what the different initiations are going to be. There are 9 sacred initiations, and then on week 10, there's the full initiation, and then there are 2 bonus initiations, each one aligned with a sacred chakra of your body, and each one aligned with a divine feminine goddess energy. Can you tell how excited I am about this? Now, here's another thing I want to add. So last year, because I'm getting a lot of messages from y'all saying, when's the next international retreat? I want to travel with you. Last year, when I said to you all who were present, you all who were not, your excuse is fine. But you all who were present, and I said, listen, this is most likely the last time for a while that I'm doing an international retreat because I want to be home with my baby and blah, 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 blah. Some of y'all don't take me seriously. And now you're asking for an international retreat. I'm sharing that only because I want to say that this year is probably most likely the last year that I'm going to be doing these smaller sacred containers because I am being called forward to work with greater groups and have bigger impact. And I am delaying it and holding it off to continue to work in small containers because, you know, right now that this is where my heart is aligned, but this will most likely be the last year of that. So if it is possible at all for you in this year for us to be able to work together, and you'll still get full benefit and all of the magic, you know, in those bigger containers. But what I'm talking about now is that when I look into the comments and have my contact lenses on and can see your names, I know all of you, like the goddesses who are in my Manifest Your Magic Moon Circle, which is an intimate group, a small group like that for me, like makes my heart sing. Like the fact that I know you, that I know what's going on, that when people talk about what's going on in their lives and what's happening, that I'm able to work with you on an intimate basis is important to me. And is an important part of my work, is an important part of my priestessing, is an important part of how I show up. But I'm telling you that that is evolving for me so that this will probably be the last year that I'm able to work in such an intimate, small fashion, small meaning number of peoples. So even with this group, you know, I have those of you who have met the prerequisites and already invested through, like I said, through making investments last year in this program, taking advantage of, you know, mega sale, mega pre-launch sales and all of that. And then I'm only holding a certain number of spaces because I want to keep it intimate and I want to know your name for the foundational group, just for the foundational group. For the foundational group of anything, it is being created with your energy and around you. And so that is a sacred, sacred thing. So trust me when I'm telling you, I'm telling you this is most likely the last year that I will be able to work in that fashion. Okay. But I look forward to working with you whenever. If it's not in alignment, then don't do it. Do what's in alignment for you, right? Right. You got to do what's in alignment. Type into the comments alignment, 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 alignment. Okay, so we are going to start off actually with seeing what the goddesses have to say, because this is a sacred divine feminine program, the priestesshood. And the initial name of the program was Awaken the Priestess Within. And the reason why that was the first name that came to me is because, like I said, that we have this priestess energy that is an innate part of us. And this is a reawakening, a recalling, a reinitiation into the truth of who we really are. Which, you know, as we know that women have been persecuted in all kinds of societies across the board, all kinds of cultures across the board, for our divinity, for our power, for our strength, and still happens in our society in different ways, you know, many different ways, the silencing, the squashing, the shutting down, you know, all of those things. But for us who are stepping forward and stepping up in this way, we are saying no more. And so one of the things that you will notice in this program that is maybe different than the energy of other times when I've had the blessing of working with you is that in this program, I'm going to be holding your feet, your energy to the fire. I'm going to be calling on you to raise your standards in how you show up. So you're going to feel a more urgent energy and maybe just calling on you to raise your standards for how you show up, because you're needed right now. And we need your energy. We need your gifts right now. And so I'm just letting you know that that is going to be a part of the energy of this specific program. Okay. All right. So let's see what the goddesses are wanting us to know right now. So this is the deck that we are reading from. And let me share with you what the sacred message is here. It is, you called upon the goddesses and the goddesses called you. You are being called to bear witness to your own joy, magic, and power. Will you heed the call? Will you heed the call? And the reason why, you know, talking about goddesses and things like that, you know, sacred magic, when I say things like that, talking about goddesses and sacred magic is scary to us, is by design. It's not scary to you by accident. It's scary to you because it was designed that way. It is scary to you because men sat in rooms and figured out a way to make you afraid of yourself, of your own power, of your own beauty, of your own magic. And that is reflected in the ways that we have our relationships, the ways that we are within our family units, the ways that we are within, you know, our jobs and businesses, not by accident at all. Okay, so what do we need to know in this juicy, divine, feminine energy? Okay, let's see. What do we need to know? What do the goddesses want us to know? And now, okay. Ah, okay. So very interestingly enough, we have the twin energy of Maulisa, the sun and the moon energy of cosmic power. When Maulisa show up, it is about stepping into your power. Type into the comments, I step into my power. I mean, that's what we're talking about. You know, that their message is one of us awakening to our innate sacredness. Remembering that you are in alignment with the sun and the moon, that you are a daughter of the sun and the moon, that you are a daughter of your creator, that every time you go out and you look at a blade of grass, that you are looking in a mirror. Every time that you eat food that loves you back, you are paying tribute to God, because that is what in essence you are. That is your reflection. And so how beautiful that this is the energy, the sun and the moon that you have called forward and that have called us forward. What a beautiful, beautiful message for us here. Yes. Oh, getting chills. I step into my power. Okay. So now let's see what the ancestors are wanting us to say. Well, that's interesting. I said wanting to say to us. So let's see. Okay, this deck is the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle. Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck. Okay. Ooh, all right. Yes, full body chills. Okay. Now, the interesting thing about this deck is that it has divine masculine and divine feminine energy. And so let's see who is coming forward. Oh, and then here is the sacred message here, which is, whether or not you know your ancestors, they know you. Spirit was our first ancestor. And I'm going to be going through the curriculum for the priestesshood in a little bit. Priestesshood is going to take place on Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with the orientation being this Friday, and then for the weeks after that, with no session happening on the 4th of July, I believe, and then on the 12th, Friday the 12th of July being the last session. But I will go into that in a second. So let's see. Just getting the message, let it be easy. Let it be easy. Somebody type into the comments, let it be easy. Yes, 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 yes. Beautiful goddess Catherine. She's affirming, I am the goddess and I'm aligned with my goddesshood. That is beautiful. Yes. Beautiful. Okay. 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 We need to know. Okay. Here we go. Ah, okay. Very interesting. Okay, so I'm going to pull a clarifying card. I'm going to shuffle for the clarifying card. And for those of you who are new to cards, whatever you pull, if you do a one card reading, depending on what the deck is, this one, a one card reading is called the Sankofa reading. In the deck I was reading first, a one card reading is called the Ashe reading. You can pull another card or more cards in order to get more information, if that is what you are needing to do. Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. All right. Very interesting. Okay. So she is upside down. Okay. Okay. All right. Had a number of, I pulled one, but then two came out. So that's considered a leaper card when another card kind of bombards their way onto the scene. All right, so let's see. So here is who was upside down and who was not. All right, so our main message from the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle is that of the Huntress, hunter energy. And look what it says there, soul awakening. Soul awakening. Type in the comments, soul awakening. You can't make this stuff up. Soul awakening. What did we type earlier? Type something similar to soul awakening. I'm trying to find it so I can put it on the screen for us. Soul calling. That's what we typed earlier. So our ancestor, the Huntress, has come forward to remind us about soul awakening, that this is a moment of soul awakening, soul calling, soul awakening, full alignment. Now, what I needed clarification on was that this card came forward, this ancestor, the unknown ancestor, the enigma. And so for me, what the message is for us very much is that there is a lot that is unknown in terms of what we need to know about our gifts, what we need to know about who we are, what we need to know about what our ancestors knew and wanted us to know. There's a lot that is unknown. And we are being called right now through that soul awakening, through that soul calling, to Sankofa, to recall that information, to recall that message, to bring it back. This is our sacred work. This is our sacred work. This is what we have been called to do. So how magical, how beautiful, how special. Let it be easy. Let it be easy. Okay, so let me go through now. Yes, 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 yes. Absolutely. Oh, very interesting. These, yes, both have been showing up for me too. I've been getting a lot of, yes, I'm going to hold them both up so that you all can see them again. Yes, absolutely. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. beautiful affirmation. Goddess Ade is affirming, I am embracing the unknown. Type that in the comments. I am embracing the unknown. I'm embracing the unknown. Yes, that is beautiful. Yes, I am embracing the unknown. Absolutely. I am embracing the unknown. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, beautiful. Yay, the Moon Circle Goddesses are here in the house. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I want to say to my Moon Circle Goddesses and my goddesses who are in other programs, check your email. Well, those of you who receive emails, if you've ever opted out, Teachable does not allow you to receive emails. But those of you who do receive the emails, check your email for this morning. You should have an email that says sacred invitation or something like that, your invitation in the subject line. And if you've received that, you are already in. You are in. All right. Okay, good. All right. So let's now go through what the details of this program are. We are talking about, if you're just joining us, we are talking about the priestesshood. Someone let me know in the comments whether in StreamYard you know that you're able to share the screen. And my bad, my beautiful goddesses, for not checking this out beforehand, as I usually would. But I'll put the link and then I'll read from the screen. That's what I'll do. I'll put the link here. And then for those of you who want to check it out, you can check it out, but I'll put the link and read it. All right. So let's see. So here is the link. I'm going to put it in your comments. I'm so excited too. Yay. And all of the info isn't up here yet. Some of the info will be added before this Friday, like payment plan information and stuff like that. Don't get scared. It's coming. All of that will be added. Okay, so here we go. All right, so the priestesshood is about purpose, pleasure, and prosperity. Those are the key points of you wielding your magic. And this is for calling all spiritual healers, light workers, mystics, shaman, creatives, thought leaders, coaches, healers, and spiritual practitioners. This is your time. Welcome home. Are you ready to awaken the priestess within? Just reading from the info page. To ready to tap into your spiritual gifts, to learn how to read and channel, and awaken your true shamanic nature. Mawu's Goddess Mystery School presents a new program, a new old program, a new and ancient program, the Priestesshood. Are you feeling the call to awaken your inner priestess and embrace your sacred role as a healer, as a guide, as a spiritual leader? The priestesshood is calling you to answer that call and step into your true power and purpose. We know that the world needs the sacred medicine that you were born to provide. That sacred medicine could be as a healer, as a Reiki healer, as a health coach, as a holistic chef, as an Ayurvedic guru, as a breathwork coach, as a meditation healer, as a mom, as a hair guru. You know, there are many different ways that it could show up. You know how it's going to show up for you. Okay. Whether you started already or are planning to, this calling feels like your reason for being. That's how it should feel to you right now. Like, this is my reason for being. Scarcity has been lying to you. Fear has been lying to you. Anxiety has been lying to you. Lack has been lying to you. All right. I know this because I am you, and you are powerful beyond measure. All right. So this is what this program is. I'm going to go through now the different modules, and I'm getting chills like up and down my arms as I'm talking to you. Step into a safe, nurturing priestess container that fuels your shamanic greatness. Yes, you can be yourself. Yes, you can own your truth. Yes, you can change the world all at the same time. Here's your magical priestesshood path. And someone asked, I saw a question that popped up that someone said, well, why am I only allowing in, you know, just a tiny group for this specific program? And the reason is that for me, that this presenting and creating this program, the foundational version of this program, maybe if you're watching this some point in the future when you buy it and you invest, you know, actually in yourself, is what, which is what I consider not really buying it, but investing in yourself. When you choose to invest in yourself with this program, if you're watching this in the future, it will be pre-recorded. We will have recorded it and it lives there, and you're able to go through it and get the results and do the work. However, studies show across the board that for most people who take courses, whether online or in person, if you are not showing up live, then there's a greater chance that you're not going to finish it, that you're not going to do it. And this work is just too important to me for that. And I don't need to do this program right now. Like, I, you know, like for me, like in terms of like need to, whether, you know, I'm talking about career wise or financially or anything like that, I don't need to in that way. I need to because my soul wants to, right? So I don't have to, fortunately, at this moment, have like it be like a whole huge launch thing. Like that for me at this moment is not in alignment. What's in alignment for me is sitting in sacred ceremony and teaching with an intimate group of magical humans and creating and birthing this program that then exists and can exist afterward, and people can then be able to use it as a sacred tool to empower themselves. However, like I said, for me, the best use of me at this moment with this work is creating a safe and nurturing small container where we show up and, you know, if it's five folks in a room or whatever it is, and I know your name and I know your story, and we're able to make shift happen. And that for me is empowering for me at this moment. So maybe it's a little selfish, maybe it's a lot selfish. And that's a big part of us reclaiming ourselves and how we walk on this earth. That is how I'm being called to orchestrate it. And so whether or not it makes sense business-wise or anything like that is not relevant to me right now. It's just not. That may change, but for now, this is where I am. It is what it is. Type into the comments, it is what it is. All right. Step into a safe, nurturing priestess container that fuels you to your shamanic greatness. Yes, you can be yourself, own your truth, and change the world all at the same time. Here is your magical priestesshood path. Initiation number one, which is the root chakra, is to activate and open your ancestral Akashic records. Okay? Don't worry about if you don't know what any of this means or whatever it is. You will learn. Okay? It's all right if you don't know right now. Embody your true goddess self. Root yourself and connect to your ancestors to activate your purpose. All right. Initiation number two, sacral chakra, divine feminine goddess sensual magic. Awaken your fullest potential and radiate your innate sensuality with manifestation, confidence, and grace. Yes, we are going there. Initiation number three, solar plexus chakra. Manifesting secrets for your miracles, magic, and mojo. All possibilities exist. You are a magnet. Which realities are you magnetizing? Become a manifestation powerhouse. Initiation number four, heart chakra. Meet your spirit guides. You are loved, guided, and supported. Meet the team that has your back, your divine liaisons. So for those of you who are familiar with my last book, African Goddess Initiation, next book is coming out soon, From Imagination to Reality. You can pre-order on Amazon, From Imagination to Reality. But those who are familiar with my last book, we will be doing rituals from that book, rituals and ceremonies together in this program, okay? All right. Initiation 5, throat chakra, owning your voice and embodying your message as a spiritual leader. Come out of the spiritual closet to own your voice and magnetize forward those who are ready to change their lives with you. Being in the spiritual closet means that you are existing in secret about everything that we're talking about right now. Initiation number 6, third eye chakra. Awaken your intuitive psychic power. Spirit is always communicating with you, but are you hearing, seeing, and feeling those messages? Learn the gifts of divination in addition to awakening your intuitive powers within. Initiation 7, crown chakra. Soul retrieval for yourself and others. Retrieve and reintegrate the lost parts of yourself for your healing, elevation, and empowerment. Type into the comments the word elevation. Don't worry about the spelling. Elevation and empowerment. Learn to give this holistic healing gift to others. Okay, I'm feeling that that's going to be a very important, they all are, very important session for many of the people who are here. Initiation 8, soul star chakra, secrets from the sacred, channeling, readings, and spiritual medium consultations. Unleash your creative powers by aligning yourself with the highest power and awakening God consciousness within. Give your future potential soulmate clients the opportunity to receive guidance, which I call God dance, guidance from you. Initiation 9, the spirit star chakra, holding space. So holding space for others, holding space at retreats, rituals, and ceremonies. Okay. Initiation number 10, the universal gateway chakra, your initiation as a sacred earth priestess. And then we have 2 bonus initiations, which are just to help those of you, which are not mandatory. They are just for those of you who are wanting to do something professional with this work, which is not everyone, and that's fine. So the bonus initiations are bonus initiation, galactic chakra, packaging up your gifts and sacred offerings, and the divine gateway chakra, miracle marketing and soulful selling for sensitive beings. Align your spirituality and financial abundance with strategies for increasing your income and long-term wealth. And so each priestesshood pillar includes transformational video masterclasses with me, powerful healing meditations, activations and recalibrations, and rituals to support your cashed up journey. For those of you who are moving forward and, like I said, wanting to do this professionally, you don't need to at all. For some of you, this may be just something you want to do for yourself, for your heart. And it's something in the future, maybe you want to do something with others. For some of you, you want to just hold sacred circles that are a service, a free service to your community. All of the above is correct. Okay, all of the above is correct. And then we have goddess group energy and oracle readings to help you to stay aligned and manifest even more success and surprise lessons throughout your goddess journey here. So that is what the program is. It will be on Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Friday, I will be also having the orientation will be a public session like this so that I can answer your questions if you've had time to check it out and you have gotten in touch with me. Please don't go ahead and purchase anything. This program, again, because I want an intimate group, if you can, just drop me an email. Let me know if you're interested. Let me know if you've had other classes with me before, what those courses are, if not, what your background is. You know, just drop me an email. The best way is my first and last name at Gmail, abiolaabrams@gmail.com. Someone put that in the comments and then somebody can get back to you and we can, you know, figure out whether it's right for you. It wouldn't be, you know, just drop me an email and we can figure it out. I feel like it is essential that we have people who are who really feel like this is what you're being called to do right now. I want to shout out right now one of the beautiful goddesses who is here, who just said, I came out of the spiritual closet this year, and I've been waiting to celebrate her, but I'm going to go ahead and just mention it now. We'll celebrate her. It'll probably end up being, because we have a one-on-one together later in this month being scheduled, it'll probably end up being next month that we celebrate her publicly. But she is goddess number one, the very first person of everyone, of everyone who is certified in the African Goddess Rising Oracle Deck. As a certified reader, she is person number one, the very first person, Goddess Selena. She's on the screen right now saying she came out of the spiritual closet this year. She is the very first person certified to give readings from this deck. There are, I think, maybe about 15 of you who are right there, like just having finishing up a couple of other things, a couple of other parts of the certification, but Goddess Selena was the first. There are a couple of others who, like I said, but she is and was the first. So congrats. Type in the comments, congrats, Goddess Selena. Goddess Selena with a C. Congrats, Goddess Selena. The very first, the very first certified reader of the African Goddess Rising Oracle Deck. She got in her case studies, all of her stuff. She did it. And I am so proud of her. And I'm looking forward to our conversation about you building your sacred practice and anything that I can do to support you in your magic. I know that it is not easy. It's not easy for everyone who is here. As human beings, we have so much that is going on in our lives. And so anytime that someone is able, even for those of you showing up and taking this hour out of your life for us to have this conversation, that is huge. But for her to show up and do the work and do the test and do the case studies and do everything that was asked of her and show up and do all of her lessons is phenomenal. And I'm so excited about that. That is not currently open for those who are asking, not currently open, but it will be in the future, but it's not currently open. So congratulations, Goddess Selena. Congratulations. And for those of you who are going to be entering into the priestesshood program, you will see and meet her there. You'll absolutely see and meet her there. Okay, someone is asking, is it available for, I'm not sure if you're asking, is it available for the US or if you're asking if it's available for us? Let me know what that means. Someone says, is it beautiful? Oh, I love that, destructions. Okay, is it available for, are you saying if it's available, if you're asking, is it available for the US? Yes. If you're asking, is it available for us? Just because we've said a lot in between, let me know specifically what you mean. You may mean the African Goddess Rising Oracle Card Reader Program is not currently open, but it will be later this year, maybe in the summer or in the fall. Yay. But Goddess Selena did it. She is the first person that stepped forward. And a big part of what we have to, you know, battle, the word battle, you know, when it comes to doing these things, whether it's the priestesshood, which is a certification program as well, by the way, the priestesshood is a certification program. A big part of what we have to battle is our own inner fear, our own inner voices that say to us, don't do it now, do it later. Or, you sure, that's weird. You're weird. She's weird. It's all weird. You know, it's strange. This girl on the internet, you're going to listen to her. Or, your family's going to laugh at you. Your family's going to think you're weird. Your family's going to think you're strange. All of those things, who do you think you are? How dare you? Someone like you, why people like us don't do that. All of those inner voices, those inner, that kind of inner turmoil to be able to show up and be yourself in this world by itself is a huge, huge accomplishment. So, I am applauding each and every one of you, no matter where you are on that journey. Okay, so someone saying, is this DIY learning or is it directly with you? Thank you for asking that, Goddess. This, in this iteration, if you are listening to this in the future, it will be DIY. But if you are listening to this in present, live, in 2024, then it is with me directly. So yes, 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 this is the time to do it because we are creating the foundational program. And of course, if you are listening to this and it is now years hence and it's DIY, then we probably have live interactive sessions or something like that. But at this moment, yes, it is live. Yes, it actually is live. Oh, yay! Goddess Kina says she has the book on audio and paperback. That is awesome. That is awesome. I recently recorded the audiobook for the new book, and that will be coming out soon. Let's see. I'm just looking for questions. Yes, beautiful. Let's affirm that. Goddess Ade is affirming, I am a magnet. You are a magnet. Let's affirm it. I am a magnet. I am a magnet. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful. All right, let's see. Looking for other questions. Yay, let's make this happen for us. Absolutely. Yes, Goddess Catherine, talking about life, when I was saying lack has been lying to you, and anxiety has been lying to you, fear has been lying to you. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the time. So if you can, for whatever reason, when you come to the place of where you stop trying to talk yourself out of your own greatness, and you realize it is time to write the book, create the course, I don't know, develop the TV show, create the movie, get married, have the babies, whatever it is, whatever the ways that lack and fear have been lying to you, realize that the time is now. The time is now. And time is the one resource with us showing up as ourselves that is a diminishing resource. We have infinite time as infinite beings. So you will be here infinite times, you know, in many different shapes and forms. But for you as you in this moment, you know, time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. And so we want to make sure that you don't, that we don't leave this planet with any of our magic within us. You know, as late great Dr. Wayne Dyer used to say, don't die with your music still in you. You know, so if you are still here, the end of this very, very long conversation, then know that, yes, the time is now. The time is now. So the name of the program is The Priestesshood. Okay. It is beginning technically next week, but this Friday with the orientation. This Friday with the orientation at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a transformational certification program. This is a program where I'm not going to be coddling you, but I will be holding space for you. And the reason there is a shift in this program is because I am holding space for you at your greatness. I am refusing in this program to see you as small, to see you as desperate, to see you as poor, to see you as broke, to see you as broken. I'm seeing you showing up as my sister, as my peer in this work, as my fellow priestess, as my fellow goddess who is called to do this work. And for us to get our hands in it, to get our hands dirty in changing this earth, get our hands in the earth, in the soil of whatever it is that you came to do, it means for us to step up, me and you, to step up, step your game up, to level up and to show up. Step up, level up, show up. Step up, level up, show up. So you can drop me an email. If you are ready, drop me an email, abiolaabrams@gmail.com. And either Goddess Joe or Goddess Jessica, someone will get back to you. We will get back to you. But drop me a detailed, let me add that, a detailed email. And let's move forward if it is in alignment. Like with Goddess Selena. Congratulations, Goddess Selena. Congratulations to Goddess Selena for stepping up. And to all of my Manifest Your Moon magic goddesses who are here, who are feeling called, I look forward to seeing you in the priestesshood as well. Okay? So this Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time will be the orientation. It will be in a public forum like this. And then poof, we close the doors. Well, it may not be because I want to be able to show you the screen. And if I can't do that here, it may end up being a Zoom room. But either way, you will be given the link if you drop me an email at abiolaabrams.com. Let me know that you are interested in the priestesshood. Let me know why. Let me know our connection. Let me know if you have taken courses or retreats with me before, or if you haven't, and let's figure out whether this is in alignment for you. All right. Let me just check in to see if there are any questions before we go. Yep. Step up, level up, show up. Step up, level up, show up. Step up, level up, show up. Let's do it. Ashe, my beauties. Ashe, ashe, ashe. You have fed my soul today just with this just beautiful interaction. I feel your energy, and I am so very grateful for you. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Step up, level up, show up. Talk to you soon. Bye.